You know, the military cuts their grass 7 to 14 inches, which is probably about what we have out there now. It looks pretty bad. But the grass we have out there has a lot of, it has gone to seed, you know, and that's a bad thing because that attracts the birds, and you know, the height's right, but you know, with the seeds, that's attracting the birds. You know, and we're pretty limited on personnel for mowing the grass out there, and taking care of some of those things, and you know, keeping it at the right height and so on. But you know, those are all things that's part of a program. It's not just individual events.
That's why I think we need to keep this on the agenda. We need to go into it and spend some more time with it, and what is the right process. And I don't think we're going to get there tonight. I do want to get to 9A about the B-25 operations. I don't know that Larry will be here next time. But you and I had a conversation about the B-25 operations counting. Or
well, that's in... Maybe it's just you also, Dave, didn't it? But you know, the thing that Jim shared with me, the advisory circular, made a statement in there about jets, but made some contacts at headquarters, and they said propeller-driven airplanes would also qualify. So I looked, I went to my manuals, and sure enough, you know, using the specs that's in the advisory circular, you know, all the operations of B-25 should count towards runway extension. Because mm-hmm. on a standard day, gross weight, my airplane on a wet runway would require 7,060 feet to accelerate and stop. Accelerate mm-hmm. to take off and stop. So, mm-hmm. I keep a detailed log of every operation, which can be made available at any time. Every takeoff and every landing, which last year was not as much as I thought. I think it was 28, because we do so much out of town. Mm-hmm. But anyway, if you want that, I've got a couple of copies here. That, sure. Or did I email you that?
You sent me the performance charts, I think. But that doesn't look familiar.
Well, this was the part that states that minimum landing ground roll distances are increased approximately 185% when landing on a wet or slippery runway. That was the part that was added. I think what I sent you was one out of the, a different one of the Dash 1s. This was the latest version. This was the last one published by the Air Force before the B-25s went extinct with the Air Force. So I got that from the current people that own them. Just give that to you.
And just for everybody else's knowledge, that's in reference to justifying the additional runway extension.
The number of operations you got to have.
Thanks, Lee.
Great. And that's consistent? I mean, over several years, it's about the same amount?
That really was low. And it's low because last year, the number of operations was low because most of our operations last year, we were gone for a couple months at a time, just like this year. We left the first week of March. I don't think we've been only in town 3 days since the first week of March with the airplane, because we do a southern tour. And the airplane right now is in Wilmington, North Carolina. It won't be home until next Sunday night. And then in May, June, well, actually from May until the rest of the year, then we'll be operating to and from out of Georgetown. We don't have any more out-of-state tours, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Whereas last year, though, well, what was probably lower because we had a fall tour as well, because we were gone second half of October and all of November last year. We came back just in time to go back to test pilot school in November. So 28 last year was probably on par or maybe a little low versus maybe the year before, but I've got every operation since we brought the airplane here.
So what really helps, though, is if you do an IFR flight plan anytime you come and go here.
I'm not going to be doing IFR flight plans on a regular basis.
Okay. It makes it easier to track. But
yeah, but it costs me fuel, too, because if you take off, they want to head you off north if I'm going south. They got to head you off north before they start turning. When I'm burning 150 gallons an hour, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to take off on runway 4 unless I've got greater than 10-knot tailwind headed south. That's the reason I'm not going to be following flight plans. But
we'll take what we can get then.